Good morning. Coronavirus claimed 164 lives and registered 1,654 new cases in Spain during the 24 hours before yesterday's announcement. It's the lowest number of recorded deaths in a month and a half. Although a reduction on Sunday and Mondays is often followed by an increase on Tuesday, when all of the data from across the country is analysed, there are six communities, in addition to Ceuta and Melilla, that have reported fewer than 10 cases. They are Asturias, the Balearic Islands, Cantabria, the Canary Islands, Murcia and La Rioja. Only Catalonia and Castile Leon exceeded 100. Madrid could be another, but the region is always late to report. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced on Saturday that he will request a fourth extension of the state of alarm. It will be put to Congress on Wednesday morning and, if approved, will keep the lockdown in place until May the 25th. The Council of Ministers, which will officially approve the request tomorrow, believes the measure is necessary so the country can return to the new normal as soon as possible. Sanchez said the state of alarm has worked and is still necessary. But unlike previous requests, there is no guarantee that the government will achieve the necessary support. Its ERC and PNV partners are not in favour of the extension, and the PP, which has supported them all so far, has doubts of its own. The Prime Minister also announced at the weekend the use of face masks on any public transport system will be mandatory from today. The state is going to distribute 6 million masks to all main transport hubs. Four Spaniards have died in a plane crash whilst being repatriated from Bolivia. Two soldiers were also killed when the flight crashed near Trinidad. According to the Bolivian Air Forces, the small plane was travelling to the city of Santa Cruz. Five other passengers were killed on impact, whilst another died en route to hospital. And crime figures went down by 73.8% in the first 2 weeks of lockdown, compared to the same period last year. The decrease in the figures was highest in the regions that had been hardest hit by the pandemic. In Madrid, the drop was 84.1%. The greatest decrease in crimes has been registered with regards to property, which usually constitutes 75% of calls received by police forces. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.